Thank you all very much. You know, the 12-string guitar made its way into this country by way of South America. The Spanish claimed that they designed the instrument, saying that when the cowboys or cavaleros got lonesome on the prairies, they carved all their musical instruments in the shape of their women to keep them company out there. If you can. Dolly Parton, kind of. But it used to be referred to as a cowboy's piano, so I'd like to do an old ragtime piano piece that was written by Jelly Roll Morton. Jelly Roll would kind of belly on up to an old upright piano. He'd start blocking out some chords on the piano. You know my gal, she went away. She knew I'd miss her every night and day, so I just had to look around until I finally found well, she's my sweet substitute. She's my sweet substitute. Everything about her is so fine, oh fine. I'm crazy about that woman. You know, love is so blind. Well, she's got such loving ways. She keeps my poor heart in the daze. My new recruit is so sweet and so cute, boys. I'm crazy about my sweet substitute. Well, that's roughly about how he sang it, and this is roughly how he played it on the old keyboard. Thank you very much. I'd like to do a homemade song. This is off my newest album. It's a song called The Old House by the Sea. It's one of my little places that I like to hang out. Mama's gone with Ago, I played up in Philadelphia a little bit, opening act for larger acts on the folk circuit, and it was through that media that I got to know the blind Reverend Gary Davis, a man who smoked a big cigar and played a great 12-string guitar. And he taught me this right-hand finger style, and he would, like, show me one or two licks on guitar. He'd ask me to go ahead and try and duplicate it, and I never could get it quite right, and he would always smack me on the back of the hand. For a blind man, he never missed. This is called Saturday Night Rag, another instrumental for my newest LP. Thank you. Mother's Day.
Now let's welcome a favorite of ours, our barnyard music man from over Palatka way. Tommy has taught himself to do the bird and animal calls and little stories to illuminate the calls. He's married to a Hamilton County beauty, and attending Florida Folk Festival gives him and his wife a double reason to come back to the banks of the Suwannee each year. Welcome, Tommy Dobbs of Palatka.
Thank you. I remember when I was a little shaver, I used to go to grandma's and grandpa's and had a lot of fun out there in the backyard wandering around. And they had a great big white house with a lot of citrus trees off to the side, and around the back was a nice grape arbor with a smokehouse, and beyond that was a wood yard. And I remember out in the backyard, the hens used to scratch around the dirt. It'd be a hot day like today, and they'd want to cool off and find them a nice shady spot underneath the grape arbor, and they'd wiggle down in that sand and fluff up the feathers and run some of that cool sand all down through the feathers, and they'd be sitting there squawking to each other, and then out long through the chicken house, there'd come a hen proud to have laid an egg, and she'll come out of that hen house. Now there's always some proud mother showing off the biddies around. Beyond the chicken yard, there was a hog pen. Hogs are real energetic in this kind of weather, and I always like to pick up a stick and walk up to the board fence and poke it in there between the holes and give the old hog a little nudge. And he wouldn't say too much. He'd know somebody was there, but it wasn't much of an effort to make him do anything. Now, I like to bam down on top of that tin roof he had laying across the little pen to shade him from the hot sun. Walk up there and just give it a swat. Bam! He'd come out of there. Now, on beyond the hog pen, there was a dog pen, and Grandpa's a big deer hunter. He had, at times, as many as 15 or 20 dogs. And he had a dog for just about any kind of thing you can imagine. Hog dogs, cow dogs, bird dogs. But his favorite were deer dogs. And I remember one old hound who had seen many a race, and he was getting pretty old, and his name was Lightning, but he wasn't much like Lightning, though. And he had a real easy, nice voice to him. On down the field, they always kept cows. Calves. And the bulls, the king of the pasture. Now off in the shade, the meanest, well, not the meanest, but one of the orneriest critters and one of the most hard-working critters ever walked on four legs, Uncle Ed's pride and joy, Rhody the Mule. Rhody was quite something. Now off to the side of the pasture, there was a clearing, and along the clearing, you probably see and hear some bob white quail. On down beyond the pasture, there was a lot of oak trees leading down to the pond. And in the oak trees, you could see and hear the gray squirrel. Now on the pond, there was a lot of ducks. Frogs of all kinds late in the evening. Ribbit, ribbit. How late in the evening and long about dark, one of my most favorite places was to sit on the front porch. And I guess that's becoming a disappearing part of Americana nowadays. You don't see new houses with front porches anymore. It's becoming a thing of the past. But I like to remember those nice times on the front porch, and just casual conversation just drifts away to silence, and then the sounds of the night take over. There's crickets of all kinds. Down in the river swamp, you can hear the owls start communicating with each other. If you're lucky enough, you be down in the river swamp, you might hear a wildcat. Thank you very much.
I wish I could do that, and I wish I could yodel. Now let's welcome a lovely lady from Tallahassee. She is a music therapist, one of our favorite people, and during our Stephen Foster Music Days, she brings some of the patients from Sunland over, and it's a joy to see Sarah and the therapists work with these beautiful people. Sarah is a beautiful person. Let's welcome Sarah Carter.
That's fine, thank you. Hi. It's awfully nice to be here on this beautiful Memorial Day weekend. I want to do a few songs for you today. This one I'd like to start out with is one that I wrote myself. It's based on a folk tale from where I come from, which isn't Florida, but Alabama. That's the next best thing. And the story was, all right, some Alabamians in the audience. This story was told to me by my father, and I kind of put a little tune to it. If you might recognize the tune, I kind of stole from the Three Little Pigs. And it's about an old swimming hole that's down close to where I live, and all the girls, the little girls and the little children were always warned to stay away from it. I always suspected it was because that's where the little boys went skinny dipping, but that wasn't the story that was told to me. This is the story that was told. Now listen, my friends, and I'll sing you a song. It's a short little ditty, and it won't take too long. It's about an old man and his two ornery mules, how they gave their names to a dark, deadly pool. In old Montevallo, a dark man named Jake hitched up his two mules, a ride for to take. The one's name was John and the other was Doc, and they both were as stubborn as Gibraltar's rock. Sing gee and haw and woe there you knew. If you are stubborn, you're a ding blasted. Ding-blasted fool. Old Jake, he knew that the bridge on the creek no more should be traveled, cause it was too weak. So he steered the mules off from their usual way, a-thinking for sure that they would obey. But the mules, they bolted and running as one toward the bridge on the creek, they started to run. Jig jeed and he hawed and he hollered mew, whoa! But the stubborn old mules continued to go. Sing jee and haw and whoa, there you mew. If you are a stubborn, you're a ding-blasted fool. Sing jee and haw and whoa, there you mew. If you are a stubborn, you're a ding-blasted fool. Well, they stopped in the bridge and started to shake. They wouldn't move in spite of old Jake. There was no one to see them and no one to save. So they went to their death in a watery grave. Now the grass grows green on the banks of Shoal Creek, but the legend of yore left a memory so bleak that the folks say that pool by the place to be shunned. That place called Chandot. Singing chi and haw and whooping you. You are that stubborn, ridding plastic fool. Singing chi and haw and whooping you. You are the stubborn. You're a ding blasted fool. Thank you. Now I'd like to bring on stage a couple of friends of mine, a music therapist. One is an intern with me now at Sunland, and one a former intern. We like to keep them around and do a couple of more songs for you. Okay? This is Miss Corinne Bryden, originally from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. Hey, Slippery Rock. And Miss Megan Williams. From Flossmoor, Illinois.
Is that close? Good. We need need another mic for Corinne. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have a costume for this one.
Yeah.
That's a fast costume change.
I could sing into yours, couldn't I?
Yeah, I could have one more voice play. Let's get where we can see one another.
Okay, now this is a story about a young man who was out walking in the mountains one day, and he overheard a conversation between his mother and her daughter, and it went something like this. Well, one washed the dishes and hushed the fluttering tongue,
lolly-toodum, toodum, lolly-toodum-day.
Well, one washed Thelma said, we do like to have everybody sing along. This is kind of a spread out bunch, but I think if we sing a song for you and if you listen real well, you can do it with us the second time through, okay? A lot of it's just echo. So listen for the echo and listen to where you can come in next time around. Don't gotta let Corinne lead it off.
Key sounds good.
Got any guns? No.
Well, I hope I don't meet that bear on the way back down. Well, I think standing back here looking pretty and pious and all are some friends from Dade City. Big Ed Fleming is a craftsman, a teacher, and a lot of things. His friends include his beautiful daughter, Sheila, Pat, a friend, who used to live in White Springs, grew up in White Springs, and her husband, Luther Rosar, Dennis Henry, and I guess some others. Let's see, who all? All right, Big Ed Fleming and friends from Dade City. Hi. Where's Sheila?
She's up there sitting. She does her own thing now.
Oh, she does?
Yeah. She doesn't need daddy around.
All right. Well, she did it last night.
I know.
One time.
Know.
And beautifully, too.
Well, I thought so. I liked it. Yeah. Back a long time ago, there used to be things called the county road camps, or the road camps where the prisons could go, and they, believe it or not, would much rather have been in the road camps than in the state penitentiary. Now these places are called correctional institutes, but they still sing the same kind of song. And we're going to sing some of the songs that they sang or used to sing at the road camps and see how they go. Oh, this is Pat, on the banjo is Dennis, and on the gut bucket at the far end is Luke.
On a Monday, I was arrested. On a Tuesday, I was locked up in jail. On a Wednesday, trial was attended.
Another one in the same mill.
Okay.
Rock,
to tell us a little story that we'd like to share with you. If you know it, sing along with us. We'd like to have
it.
Down,
but still a plea.
Thank you. Oh, money won't buy back your youth when you're old. A friend when you're lonely.
And
my time has gone out. My friends and my loved ones, I will miss them, no doubt. But one thing for certain,
Mary, do you know what Tony's gonna work or to be saying?
I
didn't say why. About how he was doing things.
If
he's dealing with the vice president for operations, is he working in remote?
Compared to your man, with a satisfied mind.
Thank you.
That's too bad. That's a good man.
All four of those lovely people are craftsmen in a booth right up there. I hope you'll go up there and look at their wares. I hope you'll buy out all the craftsmen so they'll have to go home and make more. There's some glorious things there. And I hope you'll visit with the Folklife Center up here. People who are demonstrating the old ways that are in danger of being lost. I don't know whether there's a tatter up there or not. Some of you ladies make tatting. Maybe there's somebody in the audience who makes pillow lace. That's a rapidly passing art. Let's now welcome a group of folk dancers who've been dancing at the folk festival for a long time. Cubby Whitehead took part in the folk festival when he was a student at the University of Florida. And now he enjoys teaching international dances. Some of the dancers are members of his family. Craig and Cubby, Jerry Rise, Wes Pritchard, Ed Carwell, and Gene Moss are all of the Sarasota area. I'm not sure they're all here. Jeannie is Cubby's wife, and we watch them court right here at the folk festival. This has been fun. It's been fun to see people grow up into college students, young married couples, parents, grandparents. I don't believe they're grandparents yet, though. Let's welcome the folks dancing, and they're going to do German and Tyrolean dances. Up here for sure. Mary Ann and Tony. Welcome.